I'd like to call to order the August 5th meeting of the Savannah Chatham County Historic Sites and Monument Commission. And certainly help me out if I, since I'm not familiar with all the processes of chairing the meeting, anyone just help me out if I'm not following it properly. First on the agenda is generally, well, I want to seek a motion to approve the July 1st Historic Sites and Meetings minutes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make a motion to approve the July 1st Historic Sites and Monuments Commission meeting minutes.
Is there a second? Please.
This is Lisa. I second that.
Okay. Okay. Then the minutes for the July 1st meeting are approved. And we can move on to the regular agenda. And you can fill us in on the first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Point of oh, yeah, we forgot to vote.
Oh, yeah, you need to take right.
Okay, yep. Right. Okay. Are there any objections to the approval of the meeting, of the minutes of the meeting for the July 1st meeting? Okay, if there's no objections, I will approve the meeting's minutes. Okay. Does that work? Okay. Now, can we move on to the petition of Gah and Sons and the American Revolution? John Russell.
The applicant is requesting approval to install a granite memorial bench within Battlefield Park at 303 MLK Jr. Boulevard. The text on the bench is proposed as follows. Oh, so just this is an aerial here. So MLK Louisville Road, and this is the roundhouse. So this is Battlefield Park here. And then I'll go into it in more detail, but the site for the bench is approximately here. So the text on the bench is proposed as follows on the top of the bench, stating honoring the soldiers who fought in the Battle of Savannah, 1779, the British withdrew July 11, 1782. On the front end of the bench, the Sons of the American Revolution, and the leg of the bench, Georgia Sar, or Georgia Sons of the American Revolution. The proposed location of the bench is between the sidewalk, which is this right here, and the ground embedded donor marker at the east end of the park. The bench is, and I'll show you an image of an example of a similar one. The bench is 4 feet wide, 18 inches deep, and 24 inches high. It'll be situated on a concrete base, which extends to meet the public sidewalk. Oops. And you can see that in yellow there, how it extends to meet the public sidewalk. As required, written notice was sent to all property owners and the neighborhood association within 200 feet of the subject property, and a sign was posted on the property 15 days prior to the meeting. As of the writing of this report and as of today, no comments were received from the public. With regard to the standards, the proposed theme includes one category listed by the HSMC, and that's military history. The significance of the proposed marker is illustrated in the text of the bench and in the full text of the event provided by the petitioner. And I'll just show you that text that he provided here. So in short, the Battle of Savannah was fought against the British during the Revolutionary War at or near the site. The theme is high enough to warrant a public presence, and the event commemorated reflects the community as a whole. There is significant documented evidence of the event, and the bench is distinct and is not similar to other markers and objects within Battlefield Park. As you can see, this is a large historic site with many objects, markers, memorials, etc. Zoom in a little bit. So again, approximately right here is the bench site. On the east end of the park, there are several items down here, a flagpole, which you can see the shadow of actually. There's some interpretive signage here and here. Ground embedded markers, and then there's ground embedded markers here, one for every person that, one for every Georgian that died during the battle. There's also benches surrounding the site. They're not memorial benches, they're just plain benches. And then we also do have some Georgia historical markers on this area, as well as, of course, the readout. The installation of a bench on the east end is consistent with the placement of other objects on the site and is far enough away to allow the visitor proper appreciation of each. They are intended to be appreciated together. No trees, as you can see, exist near the site. We are requesting information on whether existing utilities will be affected. Since this report was written, the petitioner has made contact and with regarding the utilities, and I'll ask him to comment a little bit more on that. The bench will face the sidewalk and is easily accessible. Because the site only consists of grass, it's obviously will be easy to maintain. With regard to the design of markers, except the marker title, the marker text should not be more than 1 inch in height, not less than half an inch. And we do not have any information about what the size of the text will be, so we're asking for that. It is a granite bench, so that is an enduring non-corroding material. And the budget is $1,800 plus installation and sidewalk expansion, and is funded by Georgia Sons of the American Revolution, David Jessel, who's the president. I do believe the applicant also wants to discuss an alternative to the concrete sidewalk that was recently suggested to him by the memorial maker, the company that's going to make it. But again, I'm going to let him talk about that. So staff is recommending approval to install a granite memorial bench within Battlefield Park at 303 MLK Jr. Boulevard with the following conditions to be submitted to staff for final approval because the proposed work otherwise meets the master plan and guidelines. And that's one, provide information on whether existing utilities will be affected, and two, provide the text types. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I have a quick question. On that picture, the overview, that's a walking path, not a roadway at all.
And, that's correct.
And there is no fence between, and there's no barrier between that walkway and the parking lot next to it, right?
That's correct.
And that parking lot is the parking lot for the roundhouse.
Correct. Mm-hmm. This is actually the driveway into the parking lot. So this is actually the parking lot over here. But yes.
Okay, does anyone on the committee have any questions of the staff? Okay, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as a reminder for myself, because are we making a recommendation to council or final approval?
This is actually private property, so okay. It will be a decision.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions out there for the staff? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is the petitioner here available to talk?
Yes, John Tressel.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Thank you for allowing me to participate tonight. And thank you so much to Leah and her staff for all the help they have given me during this process. I did want to bring up a couple of things to your attention. I talked to the monument installer, and he was trying to suggest that we not put in a concrete base. He said it would be probably more expensive than the bench itself, and that we use probably some maybe some 18 by 18 concrete pre-made forms. He said they'd be much easier to put down and would be just as solid and accessible. And if we ever had to move the bench for any reason, it would be much easier to dismantle. So I'd like a little leeway to do that. It would still be a solid base, and we would use something under them. They actually make something like backer board that you would use for, you know, ceramic tile and those sorts of things. They make some of that would go under these brick pavers that would make it very, very solid. So we would probably like some leeway in deciding how that would work and getting a professional person to install it. We did contact 811, and they're actually doing that work right now, marking it. I actually went by there yesterday, and one service company, AT&T, had already marked it, you know, no problems. And I put a marker in the ground showing where the bench would be for, you know, to help them identify that location. So probably by tomorrow, we will have everybody signing off on that facet of the project. I'll also mention to you that this is a project that we've looked at for several years for the Sons of the American Revolution. We have 2,000 members in Georgia and 32 chapters. And next July, we will have a national congress in Savannah, and we anticipate 750 to 1,000 people coming into Savannah at that time. And we had talked about this project as something that we'd like to put in the park and also dedicate it. So we'll have a pretty big pomp and circumstance dedicating the bench next July, which should get a lot of positive publicity, you know, for our group and for absolutely for Savannah. So it's a very significant historical event, and I think the bench will help highlight that and certainly highlight the history of Savannah to all the participants that are coming in nationwide to Savannah next July. Mr. Chairman, do you have any questions of me?
Personally, I don't. I'm very familiar with this park, and I actually enjoy it very much. I pass by it dozens of times, maybe even more than that. And I truly, personally believe that your idea would be a good addition to this park, and it looks very acceptable to me. I guess I do have one question of the staff, but I'll ask that after. Once again, after maybe other members of the committee have questions for you. So let me open it up to that. Any questions of the petitioner at this time from the committee? Sean?
Thank you. I was actually going to see if anybody on the phone wanted to go before me, but thank you, Mr. Chairman. Leah, could you scroll up to the example of the bench? I think I know the answer. I just want to double check to make sure that I'm completely clear. Okay. So, Mr. Tressel, again, thank you very much. I think this is a great idea. I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So the proposal that you're saying, the base essentially right in this picture would be so I don't know the exact terminology, but I'm assuming that's just dirt in that example. But that would be like concrete or whatever the.
Yes, sir. That's kind of a pebble base. That's at the Hermitage in Nashville, Tennessee, that we had installed a couple of years ago. And the staff up there actually, put that down, and it's right next to Andrew Jackson's tomb. But the one that we would plan would be much more solid, and of course it would come right up to the sidewalk, so that people that were handicapped in some way would be able to sit on that bench without too much trouble.
Okay, and you actually answered my next question without even getting to it. So awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other questions of the petitioner out there? Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Tressel. I love this idea.
Hello.
Hi. I happen to be doing a major hardscape project right now, and with the weight of the bench, the base material should at least, like a crush and run type material, should at least be 8 inches thick, and then possibly have a concrete, mix up concrete, and then lay the pavers so the bench doesn't sink. Because the space right now, it looks like it would be really hard for it to sink. So I just wanted that to be something you address.
They actually make something. I shop a lot at Lowe's, the hardware store, building supply, and they actually make a large firm plastic base that you can put concrete pavers on. It comes in several sizes, and it does the same thing as the ground granite kind of base they use. So it's really very solid, and it's long. You can buy it in several sizes. It would be a very solid base for the concrete.
Okay.
For the concrete pavers, yeah. So we would make sure that it was very solid. And I do understand your concern, and we would work very closely with the monument people to make sure that they're the experts on this. And we would spare no trouble to make sure it was solid, because anything in the public domain has to be very strong. And I anticipate with this being so close to the parking lot, it's going to get a lot of use. The other benches around the park are kind of in the grass and out and about, and they're there, but this one will probably get as much use, if not more, than any of the other benches because of the accessibility to the parking lot.
I agree, Mr. Tressel. It's a really good location.
Okay. I understand your concerns, and we will address them and make sure that it's very, very firmly planted in the ground.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Tom, Chairman, and I too was a bit concerned about the base and how well it's going to set. And I want to ask the staff, is there a standard for this kind of thing that you have, like you have standards for murals in terms of protective coatings and that kind of thing? Is there any kind of construction standard that's used for benches like this?
There's only a requirement for the bench itself, which should be of a durable and non-corroding material, which granite is. So there's not any, there's a standard that says that it needs to be accessible, which he's incorporated now, but it doesn't say what that material has to be.
Okay, well, in light of the fact that we don't have a clear picture of exactly what it's going to look like or understanding of the base, since that's not a necessary requirement, all I can do is ask the petitioner to, like he says, ensure that it's going to be a stable base, that it will be acceptable construction-wise and structurally, which sounds like you're really on it in that sense. Okay, are there any other questions for the petitioner out there from the committee? Okay, are there any other questions for the petitioner from the general public? I see please raise your hand option.
Lamar Davis.
Okay, the committee recognizes Lamar Davis to comment on the bench.
Mr. Davis, you're self-muted.
Hello. This is Lamar Davis. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Please comment.
I just wanted to attend the meeting. I'm a member of SAR and also SOR, a similar organization, and actually we had presented to this commission, the members who held over from last year may recall, for a River Street project. I think it's a great addition. I discussed with John the location site, and just wanted to sit in on the meeting to hear what the conversation was all about. So that's about all I need to say. I was curious, though, did I understand the staff said that this is on private property? I thought it was state property.
Mr. Trussell, maybe you could clarify, but I know that the Coastal Heritage Society runs this site, and but that it's
That's
its
correct.
Own. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was my understanding. It was controlled by the Coastal Heritage Society, and I actually talked to the, I can't remember the director's name, but she said that she would probably be in attendance this evening, so if she's got any comments about that, she can make those. But she seemed supportive when I talked to her and said she would be attending putting some input into it. So I was a little bit wondering if we needed to get their formal approval, and I thought we did. So that may be another step we have to take. I'm not certain.
Is the director's name Miss Ann? Are you the director? Could you unmute her? I think you're self-muted, Ann. Okay, I don't know.
So there is no, she.
A woman named Anne is on, but she's self-muted.
Okay. Well, in that case, let me ask the staff, does that, the question of who owns the property, is that change anything that we need to consider?
I mean, I think because Coastal Heritage Society runs the property, obviously they have to go through the proper channels if whoever pays them to run the site to put something on it. So, and he's already been in contact with them. So, and obviously, you all are reviewing it for its content and location and all that, and not whether, they can actually put it there. So I think that should be taken care of on their end.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to hang this up simply because maybe we didn't know every single little detail that would be necessarily have to taken care of anyway, before it goes. So, and again, I guess it's okay if we would go through with the approval because we like the design, we like the location, and we're all fine with it meeting the requirements, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, is there any other comments from the public? I agree with the John who was talking that it would be a good addition to to the park. So let's see if there's any other comments. Okay, no other comments from the public. Okay, I guess we're at the stage where anyone want to entertain a motion. I recognize Sean.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. First off, I just want to reiterate, I think this is a great idea. I really like this idea for the bench in the park. I think it's wealth of great idea. I would like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation exactly as stated, with one additional comment, making sure that the, no, never mind, I take that back. Yeah, to approve staff's recommendation with the two bullet points that are stated there in staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to this motion?
This is Lisa. I second that.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to poll the committee to see how they stand. Start with Sean.
This is Sean. I vote aye.
Okay. Lisa?
This is Lisa, aye.
Who else is out there again?
This is Ashley, aye. Okay.
Thank you. I can't see anybody. Okay, so that is it, right? That's a quorum. I don't need to vote in this case, so it passes. So the recommendation is approved. Good job. I do look forward to seeing this. I do agree with Sean for once. Rarely, it is a great addition to this park, and I would support it highly. Even though there's no trees, I'm amazed that he still supported it. Okay.
It's a park. We're good with the park.
Okay, we can move on to other business. Is there any other? Okay, Sean, what do you have to say?
Sorry, I just had one question, and this is thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for staff. In that picture where it said the bench, which is not ADA compliant, does that pose any issues for the city, or am I just being overly cautious?
I think that the applicant showed that because staff was requiring them to redesign this so that it was ADA accessible.
I didn't know that that bench is actually, I thought that the bench was actually in the city of Savannah. So then I completely ignore that. I know that didn't have anything to do with the actual thing. That's why.
I think they were just showing it as an example because almost like why does ours have to be and theirs doesn't kind of thing, but
makes sense. Thank you.
Different, it's obviously those ones didn't go through it's not a memorial bench and it didn't go through a public process and all that kind of stuff. So I did just want to talk about this one a little bit. It's been completely withdrawn. The park naming, so that won't be coming back, just so you know, and you don't have to vote on it.
So you're saying that that was on the agenda and it has been withdrawn temporarily?
By the applicant, permanently.
Is there a reason why? Curious.
Yeah, I think they decided to name something larger after that person. So maybe in the future,
something will come up in relation to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other business that I don't see it on the agenda? Is that really it?
That's really it.
Okay, I should have stayed on vacation. But no, I'm glad to come. The bench is a great thing. I'm really good to see that. That's something I'm glad and I feel happy to vote for, even though I didn't vote for it.
Mr. Chairman, let me thank you for letting me join your meeting tonight. We appreciate your help and support, and certainly appreciate the support of Leah and her staff. Thank you so much for your support on this project.
Well, the committee likes to thank you for proposing something that's very worthwhile to the community. So thanks for taking your time and efforts to attend the meeting. We're really indebted to you to propose such things and to actually accomplish them. So thank you, Mr. Russell. Okay.
Thank you.
If there's no other comment, then I will adjourn the meeting and declare the next meeting, regular meeting, September 2nd of the Historic Sites and Monument Commission. Is there anything on the agenda for that at this point?
We received a mural application, but it's all they submitted was an application, and they haven't responded to me telling them they need other information. And today is the deadline. Okay. So if I don't receive anything in the next 30 minutes from them or someone else, then we won't have any items. And I was actually going to talk to Christopher and see if he wanted to have a meeting for some other reason, but otherwise we'll not have a meeting next month.
Well, I'm sure he'll figure out something to drag us in here. So we can look forward to that too.
Replacing everyone with trees.
Yeah.
You could come up with that too.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to adjourn the meeting for today.